And welcome back to the Gary Meyer Show. I'm Paul Lisnick, in for Gary all afternoon. And you know that music, right? That's Alfred Hitchcock music. Always reminiscent of Mr. Hitchcock. And joining me now is a legendary actress who, of course, worked with Alfred Hitchcock on two of his most classic films, The Birds and Marnie. Marnie, just about to celebrate its 50th anniversary, but she is so much more than that. And she's worked with Marlon Brando, Sean Connery. Her daughter is Melanie Griffith. And probably the thing I respect more than anything is the work she does at Shambhala Preserve for big cats trying to save their lives. We're going to talk about all of that. Joining me now from the West Coast is actress, activist, Tippi Hedren. Hey, Tippi, welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm so glad to have you with me. I tell you, lots of buzzing on my Facebook page and emails, people saying, when is she on? When is she on? A lot of folks listening in. So let's chat a little bit about your career, of course, as long as it's been. This is the 50th anniversary for Marnie. Just watched it again the other night. And I was thinking, when you worked with Sean Connery, he had actually, I think, just finished Dr. No, right? He wasn't the Sean Connery we know today.
Yes, he had. In fact, there's a funny story connected with that. When Hitch was looking for the Mark Rutland character in Marnie, he went through all of the different actors in Hollywood, everybody, and he couldn't find the right person. And it was becoming almost sort of a game. Have you found him yet? Have you found him yet? And one day he came in and he said, I found your Mark Rutland. I said, great, who is it? He said, Sean Connery. I said, Sean Connery, the Sean Connery who just got out of Dr. No, the Sean Connery who is on right now on Time magazine as the sexiest man on the planet, the Sean Connery who could melt the iciest of blondes. I said, Mr. Hitchcock, you know, it's very well known that my character is totally frigid. Because of extenuating circumstances when she was a child.
Right.
And she's so frigid, she freezes every time a man comes near her. And I said, how am I supposed to deal with this? And he said, it's called acting, my dear.
Yeah, that's your job, right?
That's your job.
Figure it out. It was just, you know, it was so refreshing to watch that movie again just recently. Hard to believe it's at the 50th year. That is not, you know, The Birds and Marnie, two very different vehicles. I mean, The Birds being that sort of scary Hitchcockian movie he's so well known for. Marnie, not that same kind of flavor, more of a thriller.
Oh, they're totally different. But last year we celebrated the 50th anniversary of The Birds.
Yes, that's right. And by the way, a little bit about The Birds to talk about it. And if you want to talk to Tippi Hedren, you can, 312-981-7200. People are surprised in today's technology, of course, they use, you know, CG, all these other kinds of things. He actually used real birds with you.
Oh, yes. And well, didn't have all of those sophisticated kinds of ways to make things look so real and frightening.
But did you know that real birds were going to be used, or did you
no,
assume it?
In fact, when I asked him how the scene where I go up the stairs, and I first asked, why do I go up the stairs all by myself anyway? And he said, because I tell you to. And I said, well, and how would we be doing that scene when I open the door and all those birds come flying at me? And he said, oh, well, we'll use the mechanical birds like we do with the children. They had no intentions of using mechanical birds.
Wow.
Everybody lied to me the whole shoot.
Now, as you know, there have been several movies made lately about those years with you and all the scenes of Alfred Hitchcock sort of going after you, making moves on you, that kind of thing. You resisted all of that. And then some people went on to say, well, he really tried to step in and make sure you wouldn't work ever again. Was that truly a mixture of inappropriate conduct getting in the way of your career?
Oh, absolutely it was. Yes. Yes, and by the end of Marnie, I had to get out of that contract. It became so horrifying for me. And he said, well, I'll ruin your career, and he did. He kept paying me my, my salary. And
but made sure you weren't going to work.
Yeah, turned down all kinds of films. I don't know what they were because I wasn't privy to all of that, but it was a mean, selfish kind of thing to do.
Yeah, well, you're not kidding. I want to talk to you. You also work with Marlon Brando, the Countess from Hong Kong, and I want to talk to you about your work with Cat. That's huge. I'm going to take a quick call from Sandy because she wants to let you know that you are a favorite of hers. Hey, Sandy.
Oh, hi. I am just so thrilled to hear this interview. My two favorite movies are Marnie and the Birds, and I just bought copies of both of them, and that's what I'm doing New Year's Eve is having a Hitchcock marathon.
Oh, well, there you go. Maybe Tip, you'll come over. Tip, can you make it over to...
Of course.
Sure. And I always said if I ever win big time in the lottery, I'm starting an animal sanctuary.
All right. Well, you better be rich.
Yeah, that's why I have to win the lottery.
Yeah, that's very true. And by the way, I want to talk about that because there's kind of a misunderstanding about a lawsuit you were involved in, a result of that, and people think that you're doing just fine as a result. You, of course, know what I'm talking about. And welcome back to the Gary Meyer Show. This is Paul Lisnick in for Gary today. Now, my guest is the legendary actress and activist Tippi Hedren. Tippi, can you let our audience know what it is they're hearing right now?
Debussy Arabesque.
And do you know who's playing it?
Oh, I
believe it's you.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think it.
Oh, okay. We tried to find one that you were playing, but this is not. But yes, but you're absolutely right. This is from The Birds, Claude Debussy de Arabesque. We tried to pick something because it involved you. I was trying to surprise you with that. I guess we did it halfway.
Beautiful piece of music.
All right. I want to shift a little bit and talk about your activist work because your movie career, you know, unparalleled and incredible. By the way, one question. Was Marlon Brando cool?
Very. He was too cool.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. Okay. Pick the best. Marlon Brando, Sean Connery, Jude Law. Who's like the best? And you can take that any way you want.
Yeah. It's a toss-up between Rod Taylor and Sean.
Oh, you put Rod in there. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Back to the early days. So you become very active in working with big cats, lions and tigers at your Shambhala Preserve and the Roar Foundation.
Yes, Shambhala. I've been rescuing big cats all born in the United States to be sold as a pet or for financial gain. You know, some photographers use them to make money.
Yeah, and this, by the way, this goes back to 1969 for you. You were doing the film Satan's Harvest, and that kind of triggered this interest.
Yes, it did. And knowing the fact that this is a huge problem in the United States, it's a huge problem in the wild as well, but to have all of these big cats, I mean, we don't even know how many big cats are living in people's backyards.
There are literally idiots out there who are truly trying to raise and give birth to lions and all this and have them, right? I mean, I don't even know what they're thinking.
I don't either. They really don't do any research as to what they're getting into. But many of the breeders, it's such a huge business that, according to U.S. Fish and Wildlife, it's on a par with illegal drugs. In fact, when I was working on my first federal bill, let me tell you how dangerous it is. That bill, the Captive Wildlife Safety Act, which was passed by in 2003.
Right.
And
also the Big Cats and Public Safety Protection Act of 2013.
Yes, and that's what I'm working on
right
now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But in 2003, my life was threatened as well as the animals. They were going to bring in illnesses and diseases into the Shambhala Preserve. And I didn't like that at all. So I called the authorities, and finally the FBI came in, and they got him. He was an animal dealer from New Jersey.
Just incredible. Yeah, these people. And you have been very active in getting legislation passed to protect these cats. But here's what I want to briefly talk to you about. You were involved in a lawsuit back in, I think, 2011. There was a verdict rendered in your favor. It was $1.5 million for an accident. A waterfall had fallen on your head. And the thing is, people believe that you got this $1.5 million. And so everything is fine over there at the preserve where you need $75,000 a month to take care of these animals. They don't have it right. You didn't get any of that money.
Actually, $1.5 million would only cover a little bit more than
about a year.
Yeah.
But you didn't get that money anyway. You don't have it.
No, I didn't, and it was it was really awful that they put that in the paper. It was in the Hollywood Reporter. And I did not receive it. Now, this is the second time that I have been awarded the money, and I can't have it. The first time, it was because I had to sue the lawyer, the first lawyer.
Yeah.
And he didn't have the money. And then they, this one had to do with the insurance company. And, you know, it's just our legal system.
It gets very confusing. So here's the thing. For people that would like to help out, a lot of animal lovers in this audience, a lot of people, you know, want to support the work you're doing. Where can people make a donation, a contribution, and learn more about the work you're doing?
All right. That's the best idea. And our website is Shambhala, Shambhala.org. For organization, O-R-G.
And people can check it out and read a little bit about you. And this is truly, this is your passion now, right?
Very much so. Yeah. And I'm on a mission to stop this insanity. And it is insanity. These animals are apex predators.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of the most dangerous animals in the world.
I want you to also give our best to your daughter, Melanie Griffith, your granddaughter, Dakota Johnson. You are a family of phenomenal actresses.
They're all right here, sitting right next to me.
Oh, really? Well, wish them all a Happy New Year for us. If I had time, we would put them on and talk.
Stella, yeah.
Oh, I love it. Well, give them a big hug for us. Tippi Hedren, wish you a Happy New Year, good health, and congratulations in the work that you continue to do.
And Happy New Year to you and your audience.
Thank you so much. And you're listening to 720 WGN Chicago.